Yes, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Horeis Babli, Daf Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Madamas, at the beginning of the new Perek, Hoyer Koyen Mashiach. Misha says, Hoyer Koyen Mashiach, Lats, Moy, Shoigeg, Vasa Shoigeg, Mevi Par. If a Koyen Mashiach, which is a Koyen Gadol, anointed with the anointing of the Shemana Mishra, if he ruled mistakenly for himself and sinned with Shoigeg based on his ruling, he brings a Par. Shoigeg v'asa mezid, mezid v'asa shoigeg potter. If he ruled b'shoigeg and later he acted intentionally, or intentionally, if he intentionally gave a false permission and later did it b'shoigeg, he is exempt. Sh'arayas kayin, Mashiach, la'atzmai, k'arayas beisin, le'tzibor. This is because the ayra of a kayin Mashiach himself is like the ayra of beisin for the tzibor. And the Gemara says, nefesh, Im ha-koyen ha-mashiach, ha-rei mashiach ki-yochid. Ma-yochid, im-achol ba-yorath beistin potter, ha-ve im-achol ba-yorath beistin potter. The Gemara says that it says the word nefesh, and it says, im ha-koyen ha-mashiach, if the koyen ha-mashiach, and this teaches that a koyen mashiach is like an individual. Just like an individual, if he ate based on the yorah of beistin, he's exempt. Also, mashiach, if he ate based on the yorah of beistin, he's exempt. Ma yochid im achob lehoraya chayev, afze im achob lehoraya chayev. The Gemara suggests, well, if an individual ate without hayra, means with a shugus masa, he's liable. That also the Kohen Mashiach, if he ate without hayra, he would be liable. Tam relema, la ashmasa am, hay ashmasoi, ka ashmasa am, ma am, einen chayovim, ela im kain hayu, afze ein chayev, ela im kain hayu. Hayra. The Gemara rejects that, it says from the pasuk there, la ashmasa am, for the sin of the nation, his guilt is like of the nation. Just like the nation are liable, a pahelem dava, only if Beistin ruled, also he's liable only if he ruled. If Tanaitani ha'am Beistin, the first opinion is that some teach that ha'am refers to Beistin. Ma ha'am hayu hein v'asu achirim chayavim, avze hayu hu v'asu achirim yechayav. The Gemara suggests, just like the am, if they ruled and others did, they're liable. Also the Kohen Mashiach, if he ruled and others did, he would be liable. Tabuleime, ashechata, amma shechata, who may be ben maybe, amma shechata achirim. Then the Gemara rejects that and says, no, it says the phrase ashechata, that he brings for what he sinned. He doesn't bring for what others sinned. Yistanei tani ha'am tzibor. A second opinion is that some teach that the word ha'am refers to the tzibor. Ma ha'am hayu achirim v'asu hein chayavim, avse hayu achirim v'asu hu yechayav. The Gemara suggests, just like the am, if others ruled and they did, they're liable. Also, Kohen Mashiach, if others ruled and he did, then he's liable. That's rejected because it says, Ashechata means he brings what he sinned, he does not bring for what others sinned. Rabbi Yaakov, b'shem Rabbi Loza, v'hu shehe yodea lisa v'liten v'alocha, v'leikein, manan amrin v'yeshoitim ma'irim. Rabbi Yaakov says this is, that he's liable for his ruling, is if he knows how to debate in halacha. If not, what will we say? The lunatic rule? Mashiach she'achal b'arayis beistin potter, b'arayis Mashiach acher chayev potter. If a Mashiach ate through hurah's beistin, he's exempt the hurah of another Mashiach, then he's liable. Hurah's beistin generous achirim etzel harayosam klum. Hurah's Mashiach acher chayev v'hu shahirah k'yotzibay. We explain that he's exempt through hurah's beistin because others Hayra means nothing next to Hayra's Beistin. He is liable to Hayra of another Mashiach because this is if he himself, only if he himself ruled like him. The Mishnah says, Hayra b'fnei atzmai v'asu b'fnei atzmai miskapelai b'fnei atzmai. If a Kohen Mashiach ruled by himself and sinned by himself, he brings his own korban. Hayra im atzibur v'asu im atzibur miskapelai atzibur. If he ruled with the tzibur, with the Beistin, and sinned with the Beistin, then he gets atonement with the korban of the tzibur. She'ein beistin chayovim at shiyeru levatel mixas lekayim mixas v'chein Mashiach v'lo yibavodat zora at shiyeru levatel mixas lekayim mixas. Beistin is liable only if their hayra partially permits and partially forbids, and the same applies to the Kohen Mashiach. Also regarding idolatry, they're liable only if they rule to partially annul the issa and partially fulfill. And the Gemara says, hayru beistin v'hayru achreim v'echlef pshita nasis etzloi ka'akiras guf. The Gemara says that if Beistin ruled and he ruled after them and switched and permitted what they forbade and or forbade what they permitted, then obviously this is like totally uprooting between both of the hayuas, all is permitted. Ela hayuva hu tchila v'hayuva beistin shisei achavav v'chilifu afilekein nasis et shleike akivas guf. We must ask, well, rather, if he ruled first and beistin ruled after him and switched, is even this considered totally uprooting because between both of the hayuas all is permitted? O ma'acha shahayuva hu tchila nitcha v'yasai. Or since he ruled first and his hayuva was rejected, who their hayuva, it's not considered totally uprooting. Hayuva based in vayuva chreim shita, achal vayuva based in pato, achal me shechazu bahem based in chayev. If the Gemara asks if based in ruled and he ruled after them, obviously if he ate through based in hayuva, he's exempt. If he ate after based in retracted, is he liable? And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Masnisa, he hayu b'fnei atzmai, she say v'as b'fnei atzmai, v'skapelai b'fnei atzmai, v'fnei shahayu b'fnei atzmai, v'as b'fnei atzmai. Rabbi Yosi answered that we learn from our Mishnah, if he ruled by himself and did by himself, he brings his own kapara, and this is because he ruled by himself and did by himself. But im hayu im asibul, she say now v'skapelai im asibul. However, if he ruled with a sibul, he gets kapara with a sibul, even if he ate after based and retracted. This should now say. Amr b'mana, the Shalchus Koidman, he, va'amo de basra, hayu em asibo, va'asim masibo, miskapele masibo. B'mana rejects this. Why do you infer from the ratio there? Look at the sefer. If he ruled with a sibo and did with a sibo, he gets kapar with a sibo. Mipnesha hayu em asibo, va'asim masibo, aval, it should say, asa b'fnei alfa, miskapele b'fnei alfa. This is because he ruled with the sibo and did with the sibo. But if he did by himself, he gets kapar by himself. We come to the next Mishnah. Ein chayav me'la al helam dover im shigas ha'maseh v'chenem Mashiach. Beistin is liable only for mistaken ayurah and shigas maseh where people transgress b'shegeg. The same applies to the kohen Mashiach. Leiva v'edazorah ela al helam dover im shigas ha'maseh. Also for idolatry, Beistin is liable only for mistaken ayurah with shigas maseh. I think one says, b'zeira b'shem r'yumya masnisa d'rimeya. B'zeira, quoting r'yumya, said that the previous Mishnah a Beis Din is liable only if the Hayura partially permits, is like Rabbi Meir. As you say, Eidon Rabbi Meir, like which teaching of Rabbi Meir is it? And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Meir, do Amma, Chayuvas Beis Din he. Rabbi Yosi says, it's Rabbi Meir who says that it's an obligation only of Beis Din. Amma, Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Meir. Tani, Tamon, Hayu Beis Din, Ra'osakal, Meis Echad, Mi Beis Din, Ptumim, Meis Echad, Nasibu, Chayavim. Rabbi Mana explains that it's like Rabbi Meir taught there. If Beis Din ruled and the Sibra did based on them, if one of the Beis Din died, they're exempt. If one of the Sibra died, they are obligated. Amalehen, Rabbi Meir, im lachem hu poita, lakol shiken al atzmai. Rabbi Meir said to the Chachamim, if Beis Din exempts others who relied on Beis Din Zayra, will the Moshe should exempt itself. Amalo yifto lachem shiesh lehem, v'madit lois, v'al yifto l'atzmai shein la v'madit lois. The Chacham said to Rabbi Meir, it exempts others because they have whom to rely on. It does not exempt itself because it does not have whom to rely on. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, ma koimi Rabbi Zeira, ma karebi, as you say, derebi omal, Mashiach b'shegas ma'asehu v'ein karabonon lehenem davahu. Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira, the Sefer of our Mishnah says that also for idolatry, Beis Din is liable only for mistaken ayurah with shegas ma'aseh. It didn't say, and similarly for a koim Mashiach, like the Risha said. Is it like Rebbe who says that a Mashiach is liable for idolatry for Shigas Maaseh, and unlike Rabbanon who obligate only for Helam Davar? And if you now say the Tani Mashiach b'Avei Dazora, Rebbe Amim b'Shigas Maaseh, Rabbanon Amim b'Helam Davar. The Baisa says that a Mashiach who sinned in idolatry, Rebbe says he brings a korban for Shigas Maaseh, Rabbanon says he brings only for Helam Davar. Amar should say Le Lama. Again, the Leitaninon Mashiach, v'hakad misa Leitaninon Mashiach, Mashiach bechlal. V'acha, afagav, the Leitaninon Mashiach, Mashiach bechlal. Rabbi Zeira answered, well, why do you think so? Because it didn't teach the case of a claim Mashiach. Also, the previous Mishnah, based on his libel only if they partially permitted, also by idolatry, it's only if they partially permit. It didn't say there, and similarly for a claim Mashiach, but yet a Mashiach has the same law. Also over here, even though the Sefer didn't mention a claim Mashiach, the Mashiach is included.